Well, good morning and lovely to see you. Now, I have been to London a few times in the last month or so, and it so happened that my wanderings, I passed by the American Embassy. I don't think I'd have ever seen it. There it was, fine building, golden eagle set there. Quite impressed with that. And then I went to a very, very familiar building. And, well, I'm sure you can tell me this building, in it dwells, various answers you can give, and I'm sure we'll get there eventually if we don't get there first of all. In it lives one of the most important people in the country. So, perhaps here we can start. One of the most important people in the country might be, various answers we can give Stanley.
Number 10 Downing.
Could have been that, couldn't it? It could have been number 10 Downing Street. It wasn't, but good answer anyway. Charlotte? Buckingham Palace. And in Buckingham Palace, who lives there, James? The Queen. Thank you very much. Anybody seen the Queen? Been to Buckingham Palace? Don't know whether Mum could nod there. If we have or we haven't. Not now. That treat is to come. Anybody met the Queen? Anybody seen the Queen ever? I'm guessing everybody else coming in here. We've got a few. Should put my own hand up there, shouldn't I? Right, okay. Well, now, wouldn't it be nice to meet the Queen? Would it be nice to meet the Queen, do you think? Would that be a wonderful experience to meet the Queen? Well, there I was, Buckingham Palace, right there. A fine building it is. I think she was in. The flag was flying. So, well, wouldn't it be nice to go and see her? Well, I could have done, or could I? Could I have just thought, wonderful, here I am, I've got half an hour, maybe she has, great. What might have been the difficulties in doing that? What might have been the difficulties in doing that? Could I have thought, oh, that's good, I'll just sort of stroll up, you know, knock on the door there, I'm just here in London. Perhaps half an hour we got. Be nice to meet the Queen. What are the problems, Molly?
The guards.
To start with, well, actually, there's something else before you start with the guards. I'll come to the guards. What else, Stanley?
The gate.
Great. High gates, fence all around. Right. And I'm sure I couldn't get over the fence or the gate. Having tried to do some various athletic things over the last week there with Wayfinders Away, finding my limitations, I don't think I could have sort of shinned up the fence or just sort of gone over the top of that. But even if I had managed it, then the guards. The guards. Now, what sort of people are these guards? Would they have just said, oh, good to see you there. Let's just go up to the front door and ring the bell and see if Her Majesty's in and has got a spare half hour herself. What about the guards? What sort of people are they? What have they got? What have they got, these guards? They've got there. Molly, going to have a shot at that?
Do they have guns?
They do. They have guns, all right. There are the guards. They're further on. They've got their own sort of positions there. They're bearskin hats, haven't they? You know, you've seen pictures of that, haven't we, Grace? We've seen them with their bearskin hats and their fine red, you know, uniforms there, black trousers. But before you actually get to them, there are different sort of guards, and they're not sort of walking around so sort of clockwork, you know, and on the whatever 10 minutes they will go for a little march around. Prowling around are some policemen, right? Policemen. And they're just sort of looking at the people around, and, you know, they don't look as if, in a sense, they're sort of on guard. They most certainly are. And they're the ones particularly who had these guns. Big, nasty-looking guns they had there. And I am sure that had I have tried to get over the gate and try and get into the big courtyard, that they would have challenged me with their guns. And had I not stopped, after however many warnings they're meant to give me, had they not stopped, they may well have had a shot at me. And so I wouldn't be here today telling you about this. Her Majesty, one of the most important people in the country, and here am I, but I wouldn't be able to speak to her. Guns, fences, If I'd written to ask, can I please have half an hour, would you see me? I don't know whether I'd get that opportunity. I rather doubt it. But wait. We can stop anywhere, any place, any time. We don't need an appointment. There isn't a great big fence. There are not sort of powerful people with weapons and guns saying, go away. Somebody who's more important than the Queen. We won't go into all the constitutional stuff this morning. The Queen, she's important, right? Somebody more important than the Queen that we can speak with in a much more easy fashion. Who is that? I'm sure you've got the answer to that and can tell me that one, Stanley. God. God. You and I can speak to God, and he rules all the nations. He guides the planets. He sets the stars in place. He rules over time and eternity. Rules over kings, queens, prime ministers, presidents, anybody that you can name, as well as knowing all the individual people. Having been to Birmingham and Sheffield of late and London there, lots and lots of people. Well, he rules over all them, knows all of them, knows them by name, knows how many hairs they have on their heads, everything about them. And you and I can speak to him anytime and any place and anywhere. Is that not amazing? To speak to the Queen, well, forget that. If I wrote a letter, well, I don't think I would get a chance to see her. Dear Majesty, I would love to come and to see you and to speak with you. It's not because she's nasty or like that. I think she's actually very kind, and you may well be a believer. But you just wouldn't get an opportunity to do that. And had I been there just on the off chance that, well, I'd just pop in and see her now, not a hope. Fences, guards would have stopped even me if I got anywhere near the front door. I'm sure if I even had got to the front door, the answer would still be no. But we can speak to God any place, anywhere, any time, no appointment needed. And if we come, and if we truly want to meet with him and have a sincere heart, and we're trusting in him and coming through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will hear his people. It's there, wasn't it, in the psalm we read a moment ago. Oh, the pouring out of the heart of the psalmist. Oh, the concerns that he had. And we're concerned, in fact, we're especially concerned today, the Christian Institute has said, well, special day to pray for marriage. And we're going to be praying for marriage a little bit later on in the service. Indeed. We're going to pour out our hearts because our nation is in great need at the moment. And I could well believe the Queen is rather concerned about our nation as well. But because of all the constitutional things there, which we won't go into, she's not really able to say very much about that. So we have a great God, a great King, a heavenly Father, and he will hear his people. So isn't it amazing that we quite rarely speak to him? That we let days pass by sometimes. We've hardly spoken at all to him. And all that opportunity to speak to this one who is in total and absolute power and supremacy, we've never even thought to address him or to ask him for anything and to seek his help. And there he is with all the resources he has. I amaze myself that I don't speak to him as much as I do. And I should think, most of us, many of us perhaps here in this room this morning think, it's true of me as well. So, I leave that thought with you. Why don't you speak to your Heavenly Father? Why don't you address a word to him? Who knows what he may yet do in answer to your prayers and mine? Let's sing our next hymn. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And we'll find that in our hymn books. It's number 113. 113.